This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batul. Welcome to the program for a better life. First of all, what is a better life? The answer is when a person is happy. Now, this happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. Therefore, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. So how can I become a better person? In the very first session, we said that the first step to become a better person is yaqda, that is to wake up. Wake up from what? Wake up from my deep sleep of negligence. Wake up from ghafla. Ayatollah Jawadi Amli said that the solution to the problem of ghafla was two things. Number one, to take care of our thoughts. And number two, to remember Allah constantly, to do dhikr. Brothers and sisters, dhikr not only keeps us away from negligence, rather, it helps us in recognizing Allah and paves the way in our journey toward Him. For example, the great dhikr of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. It is said that when a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi went for Miraj, he told Allah, "O Allah, you have gifted your prophets. Please give me something too." Allah replied, "I have gifted you two phrases that are written under my arch, my throne. And those are, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah and La munja minka illa ilayk." The dhikr, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is from the treasures of paradise. The word hawl means might. From the same root comes the word hail, which means obstruction. Quwa means strength. So the phrase means there is no obstruction or strength except with Allah. Imam Baqir alayhi salam explained this phrase by saying, wherever you used your strength and obeyed Allah, this strength is from Allah. Where you did not sin, the power of Allah obstructed you from sinning. Allah barred you from sinning. That is why a prophet said, La hawla an masiyatillah illa biquwwatillah wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah illa bi'awnillah. There is no obstruction in sinning Allah but with the strength of Allah. There is no power in obeying Allah, but from Allah. Now let's say we are invited to sin, but there are hindrances. We had no knowledge that we had been invited to sin. We are thinking like it's only a good invitation. And then we wonder, but why? Why are there impediments in our path? Why these obstacles? Later we come to know that it was an invitation to sin. So the power of Allah, the hawl of Allah, became a barrier between us and the sin. So without Allah's help, neither can we avoid sinning nor obeying Him. So let's continue with the rest of our discussion after a short break.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back to the program. We are talking about La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Brothers and sisters, in our salat we say, Bihawlillahi wa quwwatihi aqumu wa aqud. I stand up and sit with the strength of Allah. It does not mean that the power of Allah helps us in standing and sitting only in salat. Rather, the power of Allah helps us in all our movements, either in salat or out of salat, all the time. Even the angels chant this dhikr. Quran says, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْأَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who bear the throne and those around it celebrate the praise of their Lord. It is said, when it got difficult for the angels to carry the arsh, they were taught to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This dhikr teaches us that there is no obstacle or no power except Allah's. It is not only limited to salat, where we say Bihawlallah, but also to outside salat. Similarly, this power is not only limited to humans, but also to non-humans. For example, in the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, the hoopoe who delivered the letter, the jinns who paved the courtyard with glass, the winds that carried his ships, all of this happened with the power of Allah. But unfortunately, we start thinking that it is our power. We give the credit to ourselves. We forget that all our strength goes back to Allah. He is the source of my strength. If He would not have given me the strength, then I am nothing. I am just a faqir. Whatever we own is through Allah. If I have the ability to talk today, it is because of Allah. He is the sole owner of everything. If I own anything, it is because He gave it to me. When Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked about the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, he said, Inna la namliku ma'allahi shay'a. We are not master of anything along with Allah. Wala namliku illa ma mallakana. And we are not master of anything save what He makes us master of. So this dhikr has a lot of power. It was on the tongue of Prophet Musa alayhi salam when he parted the sea. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was reciting it on the day of Ashura in the battlefield. This dhikr is recommended to be recited after dua, while stepping out, while wearing a new dress. It gets rid of poverty, helps in healing our doubts, our waswasa. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said that whoever recites 3 times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim, Allah protects him from 99 calamities. The easiest of it is being choked. In another tradition, it is said that this dhikr is a cure of 70 diseases. The easiest of it is depression. So, brothers and sisters, let us pray to Allah that He gives us the strength to bear the calamities and to stay away from sinning with the help of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Wa akhiru da'wahum anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Your mercy, Your love is all I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. Oh,
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that You see how much You need.
Love is all I need.